CFW Mobile.
Ken, KO4 CEF.
Hyundai.
To go into a quiet plant. The only positive about the plant not running.
Buy quick for you.
Get in here and do my payroll. Do whatever workshops I want to do. And then hopefully get to go home.
You made a good 10-meter contact yesterday. All the way on the far side of Canada. Signal, I missed Ireland on 17 meters at the radio was acting up, and it's like, man, what's wrong? And the SWR was high, and I went outside, and there was a wire loose, and by the time I got it fixed, he was pretty much fading out.
A field day right there, trying to deal with bad coax.
It's down with ladder line and then goes to a little connector that goes to the coax, and a little, I guess it was the ground side, come loose. And I just couldn't get it back in there, and I had to take it all apart and rework it.
Yeah, I got to go back and do some of mine. I've got some weird SWR meetings. Not meetings. SWR readings off of some of my soldering joints. I'm going to go back and fix some of mine. Thinking about going to crimp on connectors, but I don't know how good they are. But I've heard they can be better than solder on.
I guess they're considered solder on, where you know, it's several pieces and you pull the jacket back and you screw it all together and solder it. But I don't have any of them soldered or anything. It works just fine. Ed said the same thing.
My coax for field day, I kept getting weird SWR readings. So, you know, I rebuilt my long coax I kept in my go bag. And then when I tried my shorter coax out that I was using as well field day last week, I was getting weird readings off of it. I think I'm going to cut the ends off of it and redo it and see if I can do a better job.
Of America station yesterday.
America station. I don't think I know that one.
Probably man, it was like that W80 or something like that.
Heard a couple guys local. Patrick had sent me a message one night, probably last week maybe. And there's been some guys that are getting on 10 meters in the evening. I guess after the band dies. You can tell they're closed because, I mean, they talk about things around here, but I haven't picked up their call sign yet. Nor have I heard them say their call sign, but I don't know if I'm just missing it because they asked it about somebody. I looked up his call sign. He was in Charlotte, North Carolina, but it was never either one of them. I
heard about that.
That happens on 10 meters. You can hear sometimes, but this is just, I don't know, it sounds like two or three local guys talking.
Heard something that was kind of different was a guy down in Panama. I don't remember his call sign. It's HP, I don't remember the number, but it's SAM. His last name's Myers, he's kind of funny, same as mine. And that, but he was getting up contacts and then calling them back and letting them make long-distance contacts to other places. You know, he had other people lined up and, hey, if you want to make a contact to here, and then they just did it in order. So it was pretty cool.
How could they hear the other contacts?
But some of them could. They'd just say, hey, you want to make a contact with, you know, Prince Island in Canada, and then he'd call out the people, you know, that checked in by roll, and then see if they could hear him.
So he had his own little net going.
Boom, and then from Panama, you can't imagine, and it was on 17 meters. He stays on 17.
And I tell you what, 10 meters is such a weird band to me. I don't know why. because, like yesterday, it was kind of open, so I did a whisper beacon at 5 watts, and I was picked up all on the west coast, and that was it. It was just completely down the west coast with all the stations that could hear me, and just thought that was the weirdest thing, and I only heard one station, and that was from South America.
I picked up, you know, the far west coast of Canada, and at Calgary, and it was like me and you talking right here.
Don't hear many local contacts, even within 300-400 miles. It's always, like, everything I hear is usually way out west right now.
See where all my 10-meter contacts were. I know I've did several down into Brazil and stuff like that.
America's open a good bit on 10 meters, but it's really weird that you'll just get all the West Coast stations a lot of times, but you won't get anything else. You know, if you don't hear the South American and you can hear anything, it's usually out west.
A park in New Mexico.
10 meters?
I'm thinking it was on 20.
Morse code going on this weekend. I know that much.
I thought about you because I heard one and it was really, really slow.
I looked for it, but I think they had the ARRLDX contest and it was Morse code. And man, them guys were just going at it. Some that I heard were much faster than what I could decode.
Even the slow was way faster than I could. But you could tell kind of like by the beat that it must have been CQ.
So that one's pretty, once you kind of get that one down, you can hear it, but it'll confuse me because, like sometimes I'll listen to the Straight Key Century Club, and those guys they'll do CQ, DE, SKCC, and then they'll throw out their call. And if I'm not paying attention and I don't pick up the rhythm of the SKCC, I'll be thinking it's their call sign, and it'll just throw me for a loop. And then I realize that they've, you know, put CC on the end of it, and I'll know it's not their call. But then it's too late because I'm already got my brain in that mode, and I'll miss their call sign until they come back around and do it again.
Is there any of the CW stations?
What I do sometimes, which I don't, you're not really set up for digital, but it might be something you can look at, or you can do a little side decoder, but let's see, there's a app, I know on your phone you can download, but anyway, I use my computer, and on N1MM, you can connect it to, oh God, what is it? There's a program. But anyway, it does a pretty decent job of decoding. And I'll leave it up in the background to decode the Morse code. And I'll try to do it on my own with, you know, just typing it in on Notepad and seeing what I can decode. And then I can go back and look at that if I missed anything.
Be smart.
App you can download on your phone, I think it's called Morse Expert. I don't remember who makes this. The same people, I think, that do the CW skimmer for the reverse beacon network, and or at least it works the same way. And it'll use your phone speaker to decode the Morse code. And it's pretty good at what it does. It won't catch everything with it being on an external speaker, but it actually does a really good job.
Train of thought. I was going through the bottom down here, and the static came on the radio, and by the time it was over, I just totally forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, that's the problem with getting old.
If I remember, I'll try to send you a link to that app. But you got an app. You got an iPhone, though, right?
Yeah, roger that.
I want an iPhone, but I will look and find out.
It's two repeaters for 6 meter around here. And did you say you could reach one of them?
I think there's one or two that you can hit. There's supposed to be one on Caesar's Head. I can key it up. It'll respond. It doesn't pick up great because I'm on a horizontal, but I don't know. I've never made any contacts on it or heard anybody using it.
Get it programmed into my radio, figure out how to get the offset and the tone in my radio. And then, maybe we can make contact on it, because if I can reach it and you can reach it, we can talk, right?
Triple two.
Meter contacts. Not many. The only band I haven't done is 12.
KO4 HTX.
Good morning, Patrick.
Go ahead, which conference?
Get the 6 meter tower up on Caesar's Head.
No, I don't think so.
I'll be able to talk on, HF that way, if we could all reach it.
It's somewhere that, comparing the way VHF works, and of course 6 meters is in that band, but I've heard that 6 meters does better with heels, but I don't know how true that is.
All the magic band?
Tell you this week, there has been no magic on the magic band.
What kind of antenna are you using for that?
Just use my off-center fed dipole or my in-fed half-wave, but realistically for the repeater, you would want to go vertical, and my vertical will do 6 meters. I don't know how well it'll do it, because it's not like I use it all the time, so I don't know.
Vertical, I got 240, or 2 meter and 440.
Repeater out of it, if you don't try to go with the repeater, because I'm sure the repeater will be vertical. And so if you hit it, you're going to be real weak if you use your dipole. But I don't know. I mean, like I said, the way I read, 6 meters should do slightly better in hilly terrain with just simplex on single side bait.
Isn't 6 meters supposed to have properties of both 2 VHF and HF?
No, I'm not an expert. Because it's not technically in the HF band. It's considered one of the VHFs, which is, weird to me. I don't quite understand it, but so it doesn't bounce quite as well unless there's, you get the right atmospheric conditions. But I don't know. I was just thinking about just the single sideband portion of it. And like I said, most people said it was about the same as 2 meters as far as range on single sideband, except you get a little better propagation in hilly areas. I don't know how true that is, but gentlemen, I need to head on in the plant and get ready for this first meeting or workshop or whatever we're going to do, and have a fun day of this. So I'm going to say 7-3 to y'all. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you whenever I get off work. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
This is Andrew. Have a great day. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
So have a good one. KN4TFW.
Your weekend?
Not too bad. Got on the radio a couple of times.
You on here a couple of times?
A few times and that, and then it was funny. I got on, went upstairs, got on the HF radio, and by the time I fired it up, Andrew called me and said, "Hey, Great Britain was on, I forget what frequency it was, I think it was a 17 meter band, and went over there and got that one that day. And then yesterday I made it all the way to Calgary, Canada, on 10 meters.
First HF contact was Syracuse, New York on 10 meters.
My very first HF was a DX. I made Canada up there in Toronto.
You can get radio into there.
It's out of there that are pretty regular.
With everything going on in Canada, I'm surprised with the Emergency Powers Act that they got everything shut down.
Oh, yeah, this was a couple of years ago when I first got my HF up. My very, very first contact was up there.
Using one of the Graham Dicone antennas, multi-band antennas, when I made mine.
A couple of antennas yesterday online, and they had signs of debate. They had one, it was, I didn't know who it was, quite, it was a, it was like 40 through 6, but it was like a mobile antenna, and it was only like 40-something inches tall. Small one would be good for me if it would work, you know, and then some of the bigger ones, they're like 80 through 6 verticals. It's like, man, they're mostly out of stock.
Everything's out of stock anymore to do with ham radio, isn't it?
I was looking at that. I think it's an AV680, but it's like 80 through 6. The darn thing's like 20 foot tall by itself. How's that working for you?
No better.
You should be able to reach it.
About 32 feet in the air. Nothing. I mean, pretty much the same as what I got right now, or had with my Omni.
Just gonna have to wait till you move out to the new property.
I'm pretty disappointed. Just was expecting better out of it than that. I still have a couple poles where I could go up a little bit higher, but I was afraid that my bracing's down so low and there's so much above the roof that it wouldn't be able to handle it. It flexes pretty good now the way it is.
You like a moon bounce. Off of the moon, I said, I wonder if you can do a moon bounce, but that would only happen about once a month.
No idea. Like I said, I was pretty frustrated after all the effort to put that thing up to see.
Over to the other repeater.
Sure, is it breaking up already?
Yeah, it's pretty rough right now.
I'll meet you there, 804 HK,
KN4 TFW clear.